Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live. It's hour number three. Big news blitz coming up in the last half hour. Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.net. What is the endgame.com and JonesReport.com? Wayne Madsen is a D.C.-based investigative journalist. I know whenever I'm watching Intelligence Committee hearings, I can look in the background in the press gallery and see him there on C-SPAN. He's an author and syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, Corp Watch, Multinational Monitor, News Insider, American Conservative, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Columbus Dispatch, Sacramento Bee, Houston Chronicle, Herald, Miami Herald. He's the author of the best-selling Personal Data Protection, London Macmillan, an acclaimed reference book on international data protection law, Genocide and Covert Operations, co-author of America's Nightmare. He's a regular contributor on NBC, CBS, PBS, Russia Today, BBC, Al Jazeera, MSNBC. He, of course, worked with a U.S. Naval officer, managed the first computer security programs for the U.S. Navy. He subsequently worked for the National Security Agency and Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, Computer Science Corporation. He's a senior fellow with the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, a privacy public advocacy group. Madsen is a member of the Society of Professional Journalists, an association of intelligence officers, and the National Press Club. And I spent a lot of time reading much of his bio because we don't normally do that. He specifically well-vetted and has a lot of gravitas on not just the NSA Homeland Security cybersecurity takeover that's passed committee, now going to the full Senate, but WikiLeaks and black ops and dirty tricks and basic sneakiness. And so we're going to break here in 3 minutes, but Wayne, we can talk about what these reports look like to you, how they may use it to censor the internet, what you think of WikiLeaks. You've got the floor. Let's go over it.
Well, Alex, what I've seen with the what they're reporting these 90,000 documents are, they're the highest classification is secret. Now we know that the intelligence community is overclassifying things. So really, what do we have here? Do we have anything that's really earth-shattering, or do we have something that probably could be found on the front page of any daily newspaper? We know that from these leaked documents that there's a mess in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Well, we already knew that. We knew that from Ambassador Carl Leichenberry's cables back to Washington, to the State Department, that stated that, you know, backing this guy Hamid Karzai is a total disaster. So what do we know that's new? What we have here are three newspapers selected for these leaks: the New York Times, the Guardian in the UK, and Der Spiegel in Germany. And I think all three are problematic when it comes to leaks,
because these are well-known papers that work like hand in glove with intelligence.
Absolutely. And we know that Der Spiegel, for example, is pushing for the war against Iran. They supported the United States in the Russian war in South Ossetia against Georgia. We know that The Guardian has some links to George Soros. And we know that Soros and his friends like Cass Sunstein are big promoters of WikiLeaks.
Which is bizarre, because we've got Sunstein saying censor the internet. This looks like it could be their excuse. But that's what I noticed yesterday and today reading these articles, is notice they're saying, oh, look, it shows that Pakistan's helping the Taliban, right as the West wants to go into Pakistan and admits we have special forces on the ground. So it's very suspicious. Wayne Madsen, stay there. Let's come back and go over all of this and talk about the fact that these communiques, 92,000 of them, are in digital format. So we'll discuss it all straight ahead with Wayne Madsen. I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com is the website.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen has worked for the NSA, written for some of the biggest newspapers in the country, is our guest. Bottom line, we're only a few days into this WikiLeaks situation, reportedly documenting massacres in Afghanistan, but that's already been in the news. From your well-researched position, what do you bottom line think's going on here, Wayne?
Well, there's a number of journalists, long-time journalists in Washington, who are very suspicious of the motives behind WikiLeaks and these so-called leaks. It's clear that WikiLeaks has been engaged in a big fundraising operation, and the John S. Knight Foundation actually turned them down for a grant, because they just didn't think that they passed the smell test. And as I say, there's many people. First of all, the job of any journalist is to protect their sources. Now, this guy, this Army private who supposedly leaked some of this information to WikiLeaks, he was outed by a guy out of San Francisco who had a relationship with WikiLeaks, who's a former computer hacker. Julian Assange is a former hacker. Now, all this goes back to the 1980s, and the computer hacking on defense computer systems, which I was involved with from the government side, and all of a sudden we have these guys pop up again. They had this group. One of the groups was the Chaos Computer Club out of Hamburg, Germany. They did real damage to national security. So I think it's significant today. is the anniversary of the 1988 Internet Worm launch that was launched on the Internet, brought down a lot of computer systems, defense, government, corporate computers. And the guy who released it, Robert Morris Jr., released that worm from Cornell University. His father was the chief scientist for the National Security Agency. Now, everybody at the time was of the opinion that this is obviously just an experiment by NSA to pulse the net to see how vulnerable it was to this type of malicious software.
And that's where that's exactly where I was going. And perhaps WikiLeaks, if this is the case, doesn't know that they're being used. But you notice that right as they're trying to pass cybersecurity, it's passed the Senate committee now to admittedly take over the web, funnel everything through the NSA to gatekeep and to surveil. Right as this happening, we've seen the last year, cybersecurity command that's already been set up and operating, the Air Force has said, we're going to launch attacks on ourselves to test this. And now they're trying to use this as a way to say, oh, we've got to start gatekeeping the web to stop security leaks like this. I mean, I just see the timing of all of this, really doesn't pass the smell test. But I've also seen some good work by WikiLeaks. But at the same time, isn't that what an intelligence group or a private corporate intelligence group would do? Any double or triple agent is going to put out some good information so that the other side, whatever that side is, will then start taking the bait.
Well, you've got to establish your bona fide credentials, and that would be all part of that to give the appearance that you're actually engaged in leaking information. Now, a lot of people are looking at this as the Pentagon Papers redux, but it's totally different because the Pentagon Papers, there was no question as to their authenticity when they were released by Dan Ellsberg. But in this case, as you mentioned, these documents are in digital form, and we know that the neocon stock and trade is forgeries and misinformation and disinformation. And I would be very suspicious of anything that comes in over the transom in just digital form.
48 hours into this, you've been analyzing the way the news is covering it, Der Spiegel, The Guardian, and The New York Times, and I see them trying to say, oh, look, Pakistan's working with the Taliban. I mean, out of the gates, I see it being used against Pakistan, and Pakistan is in the news today saying, we find this to be very suspicious.
Well, also, I noted in the Guardian article that they went to pains to convince their readers that they paid no money to WikiLeaks for these documents, that WikiLeaks had no editorial control, were not involved with the writing of the story, and that they double-checked a lot of the information with other sources. My God, what are you double-checking? This information, you can double-check any major newspaper or any other news website and find out that the situation in Afghanistan and Pakistan is disastrous. So we're not breaking any new ground here with these so-called revelations.
Well, that's like the lithium story. There was a Russian report from 85. There was a 2001 and 2002 U.S. report. They knew that lithium was there. I mean, they know there's trillions of oil there. What did you make of that supposed leak that we were really there for the lithium?
Well, I think that, there's a lot of people that would then say, oh, well, we have to be in Afghanistan because we need access to these critical national security resources. Yeah, I was very suspicious of that, as I'm suspicious of any time there's a discovery of oil or some other critical natural resource like coltan, which has allowed the U.S. to increase its military presence in Central Africa.
Wayne, I want to be specific, though, because I don't know Julian Assange. He seems like he's done some good work, but I respect you. I respect the John Young from Cryptome. And I've seen most of what you've talked about, unfortunately, has come true. So I know you're a really good source. And I believe that you believe you have well-founded reasons to not trust them. But going back, are you specifically saying that this Julian Assange guy is a famous hacker involved in going after U.S. military computers in the 80s?
Well, this is the background of the WikiLeaks group. One of the principals with WikiLeaks has been associated with the Chaos Computer Club in Germany. I think the fact is that these people travel around the world. They say there's government agents after them. Though I think that there needs to be more transparency with this organization. Well, their comeback is, well, we have to be secretive because of the information and the people we're dealing with. Well, if this private Manning is any indication of how they protect their sources, they're dismal failures, because this guy's looking at years in prison because he was outed by one of these people that was associated with WikiLeaks. That's not how an investigative journalist deals with their sources. They go to great pains to protect their identities, and so far their track record gets a big fat F.
What about the provenance of these documents? Young pointed out they had digital signatures on them before, that they were actual physical documents, scans of those, and that this disgorgement of 92,000-plus documents breaks with two things. They're entirely digital, A, you know, they're text, they're not copies of paper, A, they're digital text. B, they didn't disgorge them to the public first, as they've always done. They went directly to powerhouse mainstream media establishment groups like the New York Times that helped lie about yellow cake and aluminum tubes in Iraq.
Oh, absolutely. I think with the track record of the New York Times and the track record with Der Spiegel on Iran, I think we have to be very skeptical. Now, to be fair to WikiLeaks, they were criticized before for not engaging the media, the journalists, but I think they went the other direction here by selectively making this information available to some media sources that have shown themselves in the past not to be all that trustworthy.
What does your gut tell you, Wayne?
Well, my gut tells me that this could be, even though the Obama White House is criticizing this quote-unquote leak as terrible, I think we have to look. There's a lot of people in the military who think that this foray into Afghanistan is a lost cause that we ought to pull out. So is the White House, are they shedding crocodile tears over this, or do they see a long-range opportunity to start to convince the public that, look, this is such a failed policy, maybe we need to think about some sort of withdrawal.
Well, if that was the case, to interrupt, if that was the case and hold that thought, then we would see that mirrored in the mainstream news, and we've suddenly seen a lot of big Republicans, the Republican Party chairman, and many others saying Afghanistan is Obama's war, we need to get out of there, and we've been hearing the Pentagon say that. And so I think that adds a lot of validity to what you just said, Wayne.
Right, and what do we have coming up? We have a big election coming up, and the Democrats are being seen as possibly losing a number of seats in the Senate and the House. So this could be an effort at some sort of damage control. This could be what I call a controlled hemorrhage, leaking this information. The White House says, oh, this could put our troops in jeopardy. Well, you know, I mean, we already know it's a mess over there. How are they going to be in any more jeopardy when they release the highest level secret, which with overclassification, that would at best be confidential or for official use only, or unclassified in the past?
Yeah, because Ellsberg's reports, those were the highest level government and think tank analysis from the big brain bugs that the war was a complete failure, not battlefield communiques.
No, yeah, right. The Pentagon Papers came out of the RAND Corporation, which was basically writing policy in Vietnam and Indochina. So what we have here, what do we have? Emails, cable traffic between U.S. diplomats and State Department. I mean, where's the criticality here, except for the fact that these documents all prove what we already knew, that there's a lot of dissension in the ranks with this totally messed up policy we have in Afghanistan.
But that also gives validity that it's real and WikiLeaks is doing a good job, because that's the type of thing they're going to be leaked. Is something that a captain or a colonel who's mad can put on a memory stick and give to him. So it's just a hall of mirrors. I want to come back and talk about the Cybersecurity Act itself. and the end of the free internet as we know it with Wayne Madsen straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Big news blitz coming up. Wayne Madsen's our guest. Wayne, they passed the Cybersecurity Act out of the Senate committee, as you know. It's publicly the end of the free internet if they're able to get it launched and carry it out. The public is starting to wake up to this. And as a security expert and internet expert, give us your view on the future of the web.
Well, I think the idea of the president having the authority to throw a kill switch should send shudders down everyone's spine. We have to look at the three senators who proposed this, who really shepherded this through the Senate. Joe Lieberman, and we don't have to say any more about him, but the other one, Susan Collins from Maine, but the other one, Jay Rockefeller, from West Virginia. And, you know, I mean, that last name should tell everybody who's behind this and what the motives are.
Well, we know his quote, we would have been better off without ever inventing an Internet. You got Lieberman saying, we don't want to censor the web. We just need the power that China has to control it.
Well, and China does effectively control the Internet. They have their own search engine called Baidu. They didn't like Google. Of course, now Google apparently has settled its problems with China. But many websites are blocked in China. And is that what Lieberman's referring to? He's putting China up as some great example for this country to follow. I mean, I can't believe the people of Connecticut can constantly keep putting this guy back in office. But we have to remember Connecticut is the home of the Bush family. It's the home of William F. Buckley. And it's the home of a number of Wall Street gangsters. So should we expect anything less from the state of Connecticut? Probably not.
Wayne, I want to bring up two other points with you. You probably didn't hear it, but last Friday, Rush Limbaugh came out and said there's a blue blood elite in New York and D.C. The banks are ripping us off. They want to destroy the middle class, and the Republicans are controlled by the same elite. He's always acted as a gatekeeper to deny that we have a corrupt oligarchy running things. He really went far on Friday. Is that because if he doesn't do that and change with the times because the public's already waking up, he won't be relevant? Or is there a fight within the establishment? What's your view on that?
Well, I think he's trying to be like you, Alex. He probably sees your ratings and his ratings, and he figures he's got to repackage himself and rebrand himself. You know, if he really believes this, I say, you know, welcome to the real world, Rush Limbaugh. But let's see if he maintains this stance. It may change with time.
Well, I tend to agree with you. Lastly, really chilling news here. Haaretz reporting, the Jerusalem Post, Associated Press, ex-CIA chief says strike on Iran seems more likely now, and that even if they don't get a nuke, they need to be attacked. This from Hayden. Amazing statements. It seems that the drums for war are really intensifying. Give us your view from being inside the Beltway there, what the chatter is. Is this getting ready to be green-lighted?
Well, of course, we have the Republicans in Congress trying to get a resolution passed to support an Israeli attack on Iran. So absolutely, there's a lot behind all this noise. I would point out that Michael Hayden is in business now with Michael Chertoff in the security consulting business. And should we expect anything less from him? But yeah, I think the drums are beating very loudly for war on Iran. And if that happens, I think we're looking at, a potential catastrophe, of course.
And the 2 minutes we've got left, what type of catastrophe?
Well, look, the first thing the Iranians will do, they're going to attack the Saudi oil fields. They're going to close the Strait of Hormuz. We've already got Hugo Chavez in Venezuela saying if he's attacked from Colombia, which is the host of 7 new U.S. military bases, courtesy of Obama, that he will cut off oil to the United States. I think we're talking about something akin to the oil blockade of the 1970s, only probably 20 times worse.
And we now see the military priming the propaganda saying that they think nuke components are being shipped from Venezuela via ship to Iran. That's a perfect way to attack Venezuela and claim because they were helping with weapon systems.
Well, of course, and here we go with the phony intelligence, which I reiterate that that is the neocon stock and trade. False intelligence, bogus intelligence, forged documents. We saw it with the war in Iraq, and we're seeing it play out all over again.
What's the time frame on an Iran strike?
Well, I said in 2004 there were plans to try to do it before the November election. I think we're looking at election year in politics, and what better way to rally support for the White House than to have a war with Iran in, say, early October.
We'll keep watching it. Thanks for your help. WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne, we'll talk to you again soon.
You bet.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, big news blitz coming up, and in no particular importance of order, it's all important, coming up in just a moment throughout the balance of this hour. But before I go any further, I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor, FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle sight. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Check them out at FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle, FrontSight.com. And finally, have you lost your power, wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com, because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Plug-and-play solar generators available. They've gotten great reviews from our listeners from Solutions from Science. We'll do just that. It's like having your own electrical power plant. It's perfect for your home or your campsite, whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts. You'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. That's mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365 to get a free information packet for mysolarbackup.com. And then, of course, what also supports this broadcast is you purchasing the T-shirts, the books, the videos. We've got some of the films as low as $4.95 a piece. We got deals where you get a T-shirt, get a free ball cap. And then that spreads the word on the street about the websites and the resistance to tyranny. And I want to thank all of you for your continued support by buying the books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com. Okay, let's go ahead now and get into more of the news. And I had seen this story last Friday from Kurt Nemo. And now in the aftermath of it, I want to discuss it because I get, no exaggeration, hundreds of emails a day, phone calls, message board comments, people on the street, people that I know saying, Alex, why aren't you talking about the looming evacuations of the Gulf? Well, I have talked about a Council on Foreign Relations member a month ago who told the Washington Post that he believes it's going to happen and it could be 20 million people. I have talked about other people in government that have discussed it, but I don't know if that's true or if that is indeed going to happen. Now, the hurricane season is starting, and it's going to run right through November, right into the election, and most of the oil is offshore. The rig is 50 miles off, and most of it's plumed out in the currents even more south. And some of it has gone through the Keys towards the Atlantic. And if the hurricanes come in on their tracks, driving it in to Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, hundreds of millions of gallons of oil hitting the beach will be a catastrophe. But I don't know if that's going to happen. And I want to be careful here. I don't want to feed into the government's hype. You know, I mean, I become more sophisticated. It doesn't mean I'm sophisticated. I'm saying I become more sophisticated as time goes on. We didn't know what was happening in January of last year, a year and a half ago. We just knew that the military and FEMA were preparing police departments for all-out martial law, telling them there was going to be a flu pandemic that was going to kill millions. And we got the state of California, the state of New York, Illinois. We got the documents. We got the eyewitness reports from emergency managers that they were being told this was going to happen. Then when out of season in the wrong hemisphere, this novel flu pops up, the H1N1, I went on air and I said, this could be real or it could be hype or it could just be a drill for federalization. I don't know. And then we saw doctors being told at the state level in Texas and other states that it was much worse. The deaths were much worse. This was in April and the following months. April, May, and then into June. And within a month and a half, I knew it was a fraud and just a hoax. But we saw doctors being told by the feds there will be mass death, it's real. So they would go out and then scare everybody. And they weren't bad. They were repeating what they'd been told by the feds. So, yes, if that oil comes in, if a large percentage of it comes in and it starts backing up in the rivers and estuaries and it's off-gassing methane gas, we could have a serious problem. But we don't want the feds to overhype it or use the internet to overhype it, as they did the flu, to then get everybody totally afraid where they buy into a forced evacuation, you know, 50 miles, 100 miles, 200 miles in, that will cause a collapse of the economy in those states and nationwide to a certain extent, and will be used as a political diversion going into the election. So let's go ahead and go over this report by Kurt Nemo, where he quotes Matthew Simons, founder of the Ocean Energy Institute. Ocean Energy Institute founder says new hurricane will require Gulf evacuation. Thank God that storm deteriorated and didn't turn into a hurricane is now broken up. But the season is just getting started, and they say it's going to be a doozy of a hurricane season. The U.S. National Hurricane Center has warned that a weather system near Cuba, centered between the islands of Achelons and Great Inagua, if I'm pronouncing that right, may move into the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, reports Bloomberg. But again, it didn't. But what happens with the next one? Reports Bloomberg. I am still worried about how it will move the oil slick into the coastal areas of Louisiana, Mississippi, meteorologist Jim Rollier said. We're going to try to get him on as well. In response to the approach of the tropical cyclone, BP workers in the Gulf of Mexico have stopped drilling a relief well and preparing to evacuate, but they were able to stop that on Sunday. Reports the BBC on Wednesday, National Incident Commander Thad Allen said a tropical storm in the area would push back the timetable 10 to 14 days. Matthew Simons, founder of the Ocean Energy Institute, told Bloomberg on Wednesday that a leak near the Deepwater Horizon site may require an evacuation of the Gulf Coast and a hurricane strikes the area. Some 5 to 10 miles away is what NOAA research vessels have provided as a deep oil leak that is growing by the day and is very toxic oil, and its gases are very lethal, and basically, if we have a hurricane now, we need to evacuate the Gulf Coast, Simon said. That's a pun, Simon said. Simon's also said BP has covered up the severity of the oil gusher. As it has told the truth, they would go to jail. And then we go over all of that. And it goes on June 24th, Matthew Simons, who's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations and subscribes to the Club of Rome's Limits to Growth propaganda, says he's also a proponent of peak oil. So it just sounds like he's out there hyping it. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be concerned. Just my opinion is this could be used as a diversion and a distraction and as another federal takeover drill, just like the flu was, which they now admit is a fraud. British Medical Journal, EU 47-member board, Wolfgang Wudarg, who we had on. But we're going to work on getting both these individuals that are quoted in this article on the show as soon as we can. Okay, let me continue now with other news. I'm just going to quickly go through headlines now. This is from the Daily Mail. The Internet license fee. Viewers who watch TV on computer could be charged from next year, hence government minister. That's out of England. The same thing is being promoted by the FCC here in the United States and the Federal Trade Commission. So they really are talking about this. Media Matters is engaged in more hoaxes. Right-wing, and that means George Soros is, right-wing bloggers push rumor that Mexican gangs have invaded the U.S. Well, in Texas and Arizona, they've got federal signs up in Arizona, 80-plus miles in, saying don't go in this national park, don't go in this state park, don't drive down this road. There is Los Zetas attacking and killing people. People are in fear in South Texas. There are Mexican troops coming across the border. That's San Antonio Express News. There are firefights happening. And they just come and say none of it's happening, kind of like Congressman Stark a month ago in California. They said, sir, the things are falling apart in Arizona. 80-plus miles, you know, is being taken over. He said, there's no border problem. Remember that quote? There's no problem. No problem. It's not a problem for him collapsing the United States. Remember a few weeks ago, Harry Reid told reporters that there's no illegal aliens working in construction in Nevada. Turns out they have the highest rate in the country, 36%+. So just there's no world government. There's no illegal aliens. There's no problem there. A big report by Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. Once again, corporate media turns on bloggers. We have the video clip at the bottom of the article. I don't have time to play it. But there is a whole bunch of mainstream news media. In fact, there's a bunch of these videos posted in here where they say we've got to have a gatekeeper on the Internet. Why we've seen this poor lady that worked for the federal government with the white farmer come in, and the Internet was able to do that, and we need to be able to shut them down because it's dangerous. What about the mainstream media lying about WMDs? What about the mainstream media trying to lie all the time? Again, they can't survive up against the alternative media. When I can have an operation that runs on 1/100th or less of what MSNBC does and have close to the same viewership and readership as some of their top shows, they've got a major problem. Continuing, I saw this report last week, but now there's more out on it from Salon, National Geographic, and others. Shrimp on Prozac are killing themselves. A study shows that drug traces in our water, in our wastewater, can affect marine life behavior. But crustaceans have feelings. And in major prestigious reports, government studies find that shrimp are just swimming right up to birds and being eaten. They're overconfident. They've had their governors removed. They've had their compulsions removed. They've had their fear level. And this is what the studies when they approved Prozac in 81 had shown. That's why it's now on the drug insert. That, oh, yeah, most of the time you're going to be having a great time. It's a hallucinogen. It's in a psychotropic category. But some days if you get angry or you don't take the right amount of the medication or you try to go off of it or you mix it with other things, you will break and go in and kill 20 people at a school, or you'll chop your baby's arms off, or you'll put your kids all in their car seats, chain them in, and drive them off a cliff. In every case, they've always been on it. And I've talked to so many police. They say they'll pull up to a call, and there'll be a beautiful naked woman, in one case a cop told me about, cutting herself with butcher knives on the roof. And then she'll just jump off the roof, breaking her legs. She's on Prozac or a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And they found the same thing with shrimp. Shrimp will just come up and start attacking crabs when the crabs are just going to eat them. Or they will just come up to the surface and not be afraid. Their inhibitions have been taken away. And it goes on. Study shows that drug traces in our waste. Here's the National Geographic. Prozac pollution making shrimp reckless. Antidepressants, key ingredient, is flushed into coastal water, study says. Well, yeah, think about it. Houston, 6 million people metro. You got upwards of 15% on Prozac. Most of it's passed through the body. You got all those other towns. All the major water supplies end up from the entire company dumping out in the Gulf of Mexico or on the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean out of these rivers and estuaries. And you've got the shrimp, and that's what the studies have found. They're just full of it. But then there's all the drugs and chemicals and fluoride and pesticides that are also running into the water. And the shrimp, there's also reports about the feminization of fish and frogs. Large percentages of them are bisexual, or they have both sexual organs. And remember, we're drinking this water, too. We're not just taking these drugs, we're drinking it as well. So if it's doing this to shrimp and to frogs and to fish and to alligators that are turning into hermaphrodites, what is it doing to you? Well, we see all of these same symptoms in humans. But this is done by design. And AP did a study 2 years ago finding they found levels of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, Prozac is, you know, the main brand name of one of the variants, at levels many times higher than should be there from simple runoff from sewage. They're adding it to the water. And then I have Fox News clips promoting Prozac in the water and statins and lithium. So here's the newsflash. They're already doing it, okay? There's no happy ending for shrimp exposed to mood booster Prozac. Remnants of antidepressant drugs flushed into waterways worldwide are altering shrimp behavior and making them easier prey, experts say. To mimic conditions in the wild, scientists exposed the estuary-dwelling shrimp to the antidepressant fluoxetine at levels. It's just a fluoride. That's what Prozac is a fluoride molecule derivative, scientists have said on the show. At levels detected in average sewage treatment waste, and it goes on to say fluoxetine is the key ingredient in the drugs Prozac and Seraphim. Shrimp normally gravitate towards safe, dark corners, but when exposed to the chemical, the shrimp were five times more likely to swim towards a bright region of water, the team discovered. The behavior makes them much more likely to be eaten by a predator, such as a fish or a bird. See, and this is what the public's like. They're like zombies on fluoride, which is a similar molecule to this, and the Prozac people are on, and that's why when they started death education federally in public schools in 1991, even 2020 did a report on this in 1994. I covered, I have screenshots of it in Police State 2, The Takeover. They go in and they say, we're going to teach you eighth graders how to not commit suicide for a week-long class. And they show them videos of a girl strangling herself with her shoelaces. And then the little girl takes her shoelaces off. She's depressed. She's got zits. Her boyfriend broke up with her. She's 12 years old. She walks into the bathroom on the coat rack. They're even removing the coat hangers in the bathrooms around the country. You can search that term. In fact, search schools removing coat hangers from bathrooms because of suicide. And they just they were taught how to do it, and they just hang themselves, and they're always on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They're highly suggestible. You're like, why doesn't the public care? Why aren't they involved? Why don't they wake up? Why don't they get angry about the banks looting us? You're on fluoride. It makes you docile. It's the main ingredient in Prozac. It makes the shrimp and the frogs and the fish do the same thing. You're being chemically hit. It's 100%. Whether it's on purpose or not, and we know it's on purpose, but whether it's on purpose or not, we know it's doing this. Now, do you care about your family enough to wake up to it? Well, you can't. You're on fluoride, the ingredient of Prozac. But you can't. You can't. You've been chemically lobotomized. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
One more point on the shrimp. They go on to report that it's concentrating not just in shrimp but other animals, and then we are eating the shrimp and other fish. We're at the top of the food chain. So we take the Prozac, it goes into the water, goes into other water supplies, humans drink it. They're adding fluoride that has a similar effect. It's the base chemical that they're making it out of. Then that goes out to the to sea. The shrimp then eat it. We then eat the shrimp. The fish eat the shrimp. We eat the fish. And we're at the top of the food chain, so we are just a toxic brew. So there's that Prozac story. In other news, I got to move quick now. H.R. 5741, National Compulsory Bill. We call it the Slave Bill. That's up at GCNLive.com. Rob Dew just wrote this article. GCNLive.com, also on Infowars.com. H.R. 5741, bill now in committee. And it's a National Mandatory Service Act, not just for the military, but to serve in other groups. We also have the article about Rush Limbaugh, it seems, starting to wake up. Clash of the Classes, does Rush Limbaugh finally get it? That's also up at GCNLive.com. And I'm trying to find my final news that I wanted to hit, which was so exciting. Ah, here it is. This is in the New York Times, but they're horrified in this report. They say cities and counties that own all this land, they're going back to the Homestead Act of 1862 and selling state and county land and city land to citizens at low prices. God forbid to raise money. There are many states that upwards of 90%, like Nevada and Utah, are federal. And then the rest of the land, most of it is state. And the feds have now created legislation to buy even more land up. Instead of empowering our economy and having people become landowners. But it says cities view homesteads as source of income. It hardly sounds like a prudent scheme. But it's a bit of deja vu that is exactly what this small Nebraska city aims to do. Oh, and it's terrible. You know, the city's hogging all this land that they got when they were incorporated through the Homestead Act that was meant to be for people to stake a claim to. You're supposed to, all that federal and state land, you're supposed to get it. It's supposed to be yours. You're supposed to be able to get 40 acres of that. No, 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 no. And then you can improve it and sell it. So imagine the New York Times, these globalists that represent the trillionaires, the people that run the planet, they don't want you having a piece of state or federal property and paying for the stinking thing. You're not even supposed to pay for it. Supposed to pay a little filing fee for the claim office. Oh, it makes me mad. These people are so sick. They want you bankrupt. Here's another one. Here's some more good news. This is out of AP. L.A. suburb residents march over high city salaries. Thousands of city employees, some of which being paid $787,000 plus bonuses. And the citizens point out they've raised taxes. The roads aren't being fixed. 40,000 of them live in poverty in the town, in the suburb, and they are angry, and they want the mayor, Oscar Hernandez, and others to stop being paid so much money. Absolutely. Government paychecks are going up for the bureaucrats, going down for the people. So people are starting to really figure out who their enemies are. Here's another report. I see these every day. City terminates all but two in police force. Well, you know what? It says the small Texas town of Kaufman County, the combined city council laid off their only deputies. Well, there's already county police, county sheriffs. You know, we don't need cops to just write us tickets and then let the illegal aliens go. So another issue is we don't need all these cops. But you notice, where do you always see the cops? Where the money's at. Because they're there sucking off everybody for the government. They're tax collectors. That doesn't mean we don't need some police. But more and more, they're just tax collectors. So that was interesting and quite informative. Jeb Bush is setting his sights on the White House. Give me a break. Great job, crew. Stay with us. Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.